Can you talk a little bit about the data that supports the use of ramucirumab? I know, as you say, you know, we've been talking about checkpoint inhibitors so much the last couple of years. All those old discussions that we used to have a couple of years ago seem like a long time ago. But many of these patients, most of them, end up getting to that decision point. Can you talk about the data? In particular, one of the things that was interesting about those data was the fact that it looked at squamous as well as non-squamous.
Yeah, so that trial enrolled patients with squamous and non-squamous non-small cell lung cancer who had progressed on a platinum-based regimen, and they were given docetaxel at the 75 milligrams per meter squared with or without ramucirumab. And there was an improvement in response rate. So the response rate went up to, I think it was around 25% or 20% with combination therapy. And there was a 6-week improvement in progression-free survival and overall survival, which is why a lot of people sort of poo-pooed the data and said, well, you know, it's only 6 weeks, and so it's not such a significant benefit. But for patients, it is a tolerable regimen. It's safe in both squamous and non-squamous. And so it has been, I have adopted it as one of the treatment options that I've included in my patients. Interestingly, when a lot of the trials were out with the checkpoint inhibitors, KEYNOTE-010, the CheckMate trials, the Poplar and the Oak trials, those were not docetaxel and ramucirumab compared to the checkpoint inhibitors. It was just docetaxel. And that's because ramucirumab did not get approval in many parts of the world, including the EU, where they use more docetaxel and nintedanib than they do ramucirumab.
So, yeah, and I'm trying to remember whether you and I have done any programs on gastric cancer, HCC, where, you know, ramucirumab is starting to come into HCC finally, but gastric cancer, I think, was really where things started out. What's your experience with ramucirumab in general, Yan, and are you using it in non-small cell?
I used in some patients and had a good experience with it. I think the ramucirumab does add, it's not like bevacizumab, it does add a little more toxicity into the regimen, but usually, I mean, I had a pretty good tolerance in it, and we use it in GE junction and the gastric in a lot more as well. So I do, it's a drug I go to a lot.